Cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization. Cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization all have specific meanings in the healthcare context. Cleaning is the removal of foreign material, example, soil, organic material, from objects. It is required before disinfection and sterilization can occur since foreign material interferes with the effectiveness of these processes. Disinfection is thermal or chemical destruction of pathogenic and other types of microorganisms. Disinfection is less lethal than sterilization because it destroys most recognized pathogenic microorganisms but not necessarily all microbial forms, example, bacterial spores. Sterilization results in sterility, which is the state of being free from all living microorganisms. In practice, this is usually described as a probability function, example, as the probability of a microorganism surviving sterilization being 1 in 1 million. If soiled materials become dried or baked onto instruments or surfaces, the cleaning process becomes harder and disinfection or sterilization become less effective or ineffective. With that in mind, cleaning should generally begin as soon as possible following use. Open but unused components should still be considered contaminated and reprocessed or disposed of accordingly. Cleaning level classifications. Three major categories are used to determine the necessary level of reprocessing: critical, semi-critical, and non-critical. Critical items are objects or instruments that must be free of any microorganisms, including bacterial spores, when they enter sterile tissue, bone, or the vascular system in order to not introduce microorganisms into the site that would result in an infection or a disease. Examples include surgical instruments, cardiac and urinary catheters, implants, ultrasound probes used in sterile body cavities. Semi-critical items are those that come in contact with mucous membranes or non-intact skin. These medical devices should be free of all microorganisms, that is mycobacteria, fungi, viruses, bacteria, although small numbers of bacterial spores may be present. Examples include respiratory therapy and anesthesia equipment, gastrointestinal endoscopes, bronchoscopes, laryngoscopes, esophageal manometry probes, anorectal manometry catheters, endocavitary probes, example, rectal and vaginal probes, prostate biopsy probes, infrared coagulation devices, diaphragm fitting rings. Non-critical items are those that come in contact with intact skin but not mucous membranes. Intact skin acts as an effective barrier to most microorganisms. Therefore, the sterility of items coming in contact with intact skin is not critical. Non-critical items may be split into two groups: patient or resident care equipment and environmental surfaces. Examples of patient and resident care equipment include stethoscopes, bedpans, blood pressure cuffs, crutches, bed rails, poles, monitors, wheelchairs. Examples of environmental surfaces include counters, sinks, bedside tables, resident furniture, floors,